Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix. You may learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness for all things of a financial and economic nature, starting with each of us, as we transform our thoughts, our feelings, our words, and our actions. So does our world, so does the world, transform to match us from the inside out. And we do this under grace by opening ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity. We hold the key to all outward change. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm going to show you today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 129. Thought precedes form. Be mindful of what you think. Thought precedes form. Be mindful of what you think. Well, I thought when I heard today's message, I read today's message, this is perfect for this time of the year, of this new year, day 7 of this new year, which is one of my favorite numbers as well. Because there's so much talk at the beginning of a new year about making resolutions. And yet we all know they really, for the most part, really don't work for most people. It's our intention that creates the shift in our outer reality. Our intention is our thought. What thought are you holding on to in your mind? What is the prevalent thinking going on inside of you? And it's so important, especially in these times, to be aware of the prevalent thinking outside of us so we can distinguish our thoughts from the energy of the consciousness of the what we call race consciousness of people across this Mother Earth. You see, all things our energy. Our thoughts are energy. And so oftentimes, without our being aware of it, we may tap into others' thoughts and the predominant thought form, and therefore the outward thought form of others may be stronger than yours. It doesn't make it better than yours. The energy may be more dense than yours. And so it's easy to get caught up in it. So it's especially important to be really mindful of what are you thinking? What's going on, as they say, upstairs? This is oftentimes one's thinking from the mental self is thought to be your seat of your consciousness. And as we come together each day to focus on these messages and meditations, it is with the intention to transform your consciousness, to raise your consciousness, to help you become more and more mindful of what are you thinking? What is going through you? What do you intend? Which is different from resolution. People talk about resolutions, but they're just ideas. They don't become clear intentions until you specify the outcome that you desire. It's what you have your focus on firmly, your purpose, its determination, and this inward feeling, desire, attention will lead you to the outcome you seek. And it's really about being specific. That's why it's so important to not just talk about it, but write it down. There's a direct correlation to like the mind-body experience. So our writing it down as to cementing it within us into our mental consciousness. And so it's important to really be aware of that. We oftentimes think that our feelings will override it. Our feelings, really, when we get the right order, it's listening to God's voice that comes through oftentimes in that feeling sensory level, listening with this higher thinking, and then allowing ourselves to focus on God's word through us and make that our firm purpose. Make that our fixed way. Make that the specific outcome that we desire. And we're told thought precedes form. So the reality is that if we don't do this first, then we get whatever else everyone else is putting out there. Good, bad, or indifferent. But it's not necessarily most appropriate for you. It's not what God has intended for you. Thought precedes form. So if you want God's outcome for you, the abundance and the joy that is yours based on you and your gifts, then you want to be really mindful of what's coming through you, discerning God's voice from all those other voices, allowing yourself to create outwardly the inward picturing that you've received. Let me share this another way. You hold the key to everything in your life. Everything is energy. If you're focused on positive thoughts and outcomes and believe from the heart self, see, it's not just the mental self, you have to believe from the feeling level whatever you're holding on to mentally. If they are different, you send mixed messages and it gets all confused and your outcome does not happen. Henry Ford, you know, of Ford Motor Company, he had a saying that I believe is truly powerful, totally aligned with today's message. And this simplifies this message. If you think you can do a thing or think you cannot do a thing, you are right. You see, your thought comes before, by the way, the meaning precedes means literally move before. So your thought will move before the outpouring. It will actually help create the outpouring, the form, the shape, your thought. So if you think the world is out to get you, then your life is filled with upset. If you think everything is here for my good, and you don't just think it, you feel it from your heart self. You resonate this. There's no confusion inside. Your thoughts, your words, your actions, and your feelings are aligned. All is here for my good. The world is my stage. If that is your feeling, then that's shaping what happens in your life and the outpouring for you. That's one good thing after another. Same person could have different outpourings based on what's going on inside of you. The ancient Babylonians had a word that we all said as children. We were playing magical, knowing everything was possible when we were very young. And we would kind of pass our hand over something or someone and declare abracadabra, expecting positive things to happen just as we willed it to be. This is thought precedes form. The meaning of abracadabra is I will to create as I think. That's literally what it means. I expand it to say what I think and what I feel and what I do and what I say. But literally it means I will to create as I think. Thought precedes form. So the second half of today's message is be mindful of what you think. If you're not enjoying the form, the shape, the results in your life, then it's incumbent upon you to raise your awareness, to be more careful of your thoughts. What are you intending? If you do not have clear intentions, then that may be part of the background to what is happening here and causing the outcomes to not be specific in your seeming favor. To be mindful, to be aware of those thoughts, feelings, and opinions running inside of you. You can't say, I know everything's happening for my good, and feel otherwise. Now, I was guided to share with you today a few ways to be more mindful of your thoughts so you may shift them. One is doing exactly what we do each day, coming into meditation. Coming into meditation so you align yourself with a higher positive vibration of God bliss consciousness. The more and more, it's as if you're retraining yourself to come back to focus on the seat of your soul versus the seat of your consciousness. And as you become more aligned with your soul voice, God's vibration within you, you will shift your mental thinking. You will align with the energy of peace, harmony, and prosperity that allows you to shift mentally, to see the world with higher vision. So this is a powerful way to become more mindful of your thoughts. And when a thought may come through that doesn't feel right, or you see an outcome that's really not what you expected or want or desire, then it's time to pause. And before you go down that path of negativity and pulling it apart and criticizing it and blame, pause and ask yourself, what am I thinking? A girlfriend of mine, I discovered yesterday, cut herself apparently rather severely a couple weeks back. And after 2 weeks, she thought she just cut herself and it was done. She sliced maybe a nerve, which I think would be big enough. But then she found out 2 weeks later, her whole body blew up and became very toxic. And she was very ill. And turned out a major shard of glass was in her and traveling through her body. And she had to have surgery on her hand. And there's so many ways to look at it. When we spoke about it, symbolically, from a spiritual perspective, her heart was hurt. And she got in touch with the message of what was trying to come through, what her heart was hurting for. But she never thought about what was she doing or thinking when it happened. So when supposedly bad things happen, catch yourself. Ask yourself, what am I focused on? I felt clearly she was focused on something she experienced or heard or was asked to do at work. And it hurt her heart. It pained her. It was not aligned with love and honor that she deserves and desires. And it manifested in this way. Again, be mindful of your thoughts. Be aware of where your thoughts are when, in quote, bad things happen. And then you can shift your thinking, see the blessing in the seeming tragedy, get the message and get the truth, and because of your daily meditation, find the strength to act on this higher truth. A third strategy for being more mindful of your thoughts is to enlist the assistance of someone you trust who will be there to let you know when you are misspeaking and therefore misthinking. When you say things of a negative nature, when you say things just the opposite of what you want, because you see, our thinking becomes habitual. We've been doing it for so long, we don't even realize it. Most of the time, when we say things we don't really desire and that get in the way of our transforming from the inside out. So you enlist another for whatever it is that you need to catch yourself. This has to be a trusted person who's with you often enough, that you speak to often enough, that they can be aware. They're not to tell you what you said, just give you a clue in a neutral word. It could be the word mindful, and you'll go, oh, what did I say? And then you'll stop right then and there and reflect on what you said. And then you have an opportunity to rephrase it. Rephrase it. And then speak again. And if you're not sure what you said, then you may ask them to simply mirror back what you said so you can get it. They're not to judge it or criticize it. Just mirror back the words. So you can cancel the negative words and thoughts and feelings and opinions, the judgments, and re-say what you want to say from a powerful presence, mindful that your thoughts, your words, your feelings precede the outward pouring form and shape of your world. So my request today is that you take out a few moments to actually write down your intentions for now, for this day, for this week, for this month, and or for this year. And you will set into motion the outward reality. And then you'll be more conscious of your thoughts when they do not align with your outward desire. You'll be more conscious of your actions when they do not align with your specific way, the transformation that you seek. And when you write down these thoughts, do as we're doing now, come from meditation, and be sure they are God's will for you, so they will truly be under grace and filled with abundance. I invite you now to go into meditation, to join me breathing inside your heart center. Long, deep, gentle breath. Perhaps finding yourself looking out at the ocean as you stand at the shore, feeling warmth from the sun, watching birds fly by, listening to the waves of the ocean coming in and out, aligning your breath with these waves of the universe. Perhaps taking a seat right there, feeling the peace and security of Mother Earth below you, the sun warming you as you breathe in and out, totally one with the universe, feeling the peace outside of you, inside of you now. Allowing yourself to come inside, gazing inside to the inner ocean of consciousness within you now. Feeling the peace in here, as you focus your attention at the center of your being. Allowing yourself to sit here inside your soul's consciousness at the core of your being. Noticing the color all around you, pulsating this wellspring of energy here to harmonize you with the energy of perfect health and well-being. Notice the light. Focus on this light. Breathe into this light. As you do, see it expand, grow wider, wider, brighter, and brighter. Possibly opening to allow you to be surrounded by this light as if you were at the center of the sun, bathed in God's golden white pure energy essence now. Feel divine love, and you are one as you focus on this light. Imagine it as a door opening for you. And you step through. And you see and feel, become aware of your heart's desires now. Listen mindfully. Look out with God's inner vision clearly. God's will for you now. Perhaps ask a question from a what or how. Don't even worry about the how. Focus on the what. What do you desire for me to master now? What do you want me to bring into the world now? What is the best place for me to serve now? What is the best way for me to be now? It is perfect. You are perfect. You are one with God's divine will. And if you heard it and you saw it, it is true. Simply waiting for you to step into that truth now with a full accepting heart. Feel God's grace upon you now. The power and presence to move you now. Feel so blessed. One with God's conscious within you. Now, dear ones, it's time to come back to our everyday living so you may be the vessel for this outpouring of God's truth through you. So as we began, we breathe. Long, deep, gentle breaths. Knowing this truth is still with us. We come back and find ourselves seated at the shore, firmly one with Mother Earth in the shifting sand. Opening our inner eye, gazing out, feeling this peace, this higher knowing, this harmony with the wisdom of the universe. Aware of the warmth from inside and out as we rise up, look out to the ocean, seeing that we are one with the waves of the ocean, the natural, perfect order of all things, in harmony with our surroundings, with the strength and the power of God consciousness within us now. And we stretch out our hands and our legs, welcoming God's truth within us now. Welcome back, dear ones. Welcome back. And now we call on Carla and we invite her to tone this truth for us now.
Be mindful of your thoughts of being love, peace, harmony, authentic prosperity, joy, and balance. I am God's bliss consciousness. I am one with the universe. Let there be love and grace. Abracadabra. Om, om, om.
Thank you. God bless. Namaste. Namaste. Remember your truth.